are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Time is a resource we all have in equal measures. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Yet, how often do we find ourselves wishing for more time or regretting how we've spent it? As Christians, we have a unique perspective on time, guided by biblical principles that offer wisdom far beyond the latest productivity hacks. Let's dive into scriptures and discover how we can manage our time in ways that honor God, fulfilling our purpose and bring balance to our hectic lives. We are joined on the line by my evangelist Chance Keche. I think I'm saying it correctly. Evangelist, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am good. Did I say your surname correctly?
Yes, sir. Well said.
Yeah, thank you so much. I was gonna say, when you say "ha," I thought you were gonna say "no, my sister." You were off ramping my sister. Okay. You didn't get it correctly.
it's okay.
Thank you so much. There, I'm gonna ask that before we start. Can you please offer a word of prayer?
Okay, let's pray. Our God in heaven, want to thank you this wonderful morning for the subject before us. We ask for your guidance and your Holy Spirit to lead us as we get into the scriptures. And please, Lord, help us to live as we are going to learn from the scriptures. This is our humble prayer. Bless each and everyone who is listening. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. We are speaking about all things time. But how does the Bible now guide us in terms of managing our time effectively?
Thank you so much. The Bible provides guidance on managing time effectively through various principles and teachings. But before we get into that, we want to first consider a text from the book of Job 14, verse 1. Here it says, "Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble." So you see, many days to live on earth, and days to be used effectively because they are very few. That's the first thing. Secondly, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 16 tells us that we should redeem our time because we are living in the evil days. Also that we should make the most of our time and use it wisely and productively in these few days we are given by God, according to Job chapter 14, verse 1, which we first considered.
So what lessons now can we learn from Jesus? Because Jesus, he's the ultimate teacher. So we know that he came through and he used his time during his ministry. What lessons can we now learn from his time when he was here in terms of time and how to use our time effectively?
Yes, here we learned that we should prioritize our time and focus on what truly is important and seeking God's kingdom and righteousness first. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. So when Jesus was on earth during his ministry, he spent most of his time in prioritizing the time. Also, Jesus, he set goals and plans. So we learned that we should establish clear goals and plans. We commit our plans to God. So this is the first thing which Jesus did every day before he started his work. He had to commit all his plans to God. Yes.
So meaning that it's important that with everything that we do, we must first commit our plans to God.
Yes. Oh. And that is what Jesus exactly did when he was doing his ministry on earth.
Okay. So now...
Yes.
No, you may go ahead.
He used his time wisely. Because he knew that he had few days on earth before he was going to ascend back to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So, use time wisely.
Okay. So, when
so we learn that we should be mindful of how we spend our time.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, I'm listening for this.
Yes, it should so it for eternal purposes and of the procrastination. Mm-hmm. If we read from the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 6 to 11, it tells us that we should not delay, but we should put our important task and ensure that we accomplish them.
Okay. So when we are reading there in the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 6 to 8, we are learning there about the ants being diligent. I don't know why they had to use ants, but anyway, we are learning there about the ants being diligent there. How do they now, that particular verse, they inspire us to be, in term, when it comes to time management?
When it comes to time management, we get a good lesson from the ant.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 to 8, it says, go to the ant, you sluggard.
Mm.
Consider its ways, you wise. It has no command, no overseer or ruler. Yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest. Here is how this passage can inspire our time management.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, like the ant, take initiative and don't wait for others to tell you what to do.
Mm.
Again, you should plan ahead. An ant plans ahead. The ant prepares for the future by storing provisions in summer, teaching us to anticipate and prepare for what's coming. Also, that we should be self-motivated. We don't want to be motivated by people, but we should motivate ourselves. The ant has no external motivation, but still works hard, showing us the importance of internal drive and discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Supervisor. Supervise themselves. Also, that we should prioritize. The ant focuses on gathering food during harvest, demonstrating the value of prioritizing tasks,
mm-hmm.
and making the most of opportunities. So these are the lessons which we get from the ant. And the ant also, it prepares for seasons. The ants prepare. Preparation for winter teaches us to anticipate and prepare for different seasons, life and work. On this point, we learned that we should do prepare when you are working somewhere. You should prepare for your retirement.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You should not work as if you continue to have power or energy to work. So these are great lessons we are learning here from the end. Lastly, take responsibilities and takes care of itself, reminding us to take ownership of our time and responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
So in conclusion about these lessons we're getting from end here, by this lesson we can be more proactive and self-motivated in managing our time. Prioritize tasks and make most of opportunities. And prepare for the future and anticipate challenges. As well as we stay industrious and focused about our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the lessons we are getting from the end, according to Proverbs 6:6. To 8.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So how can we now, Mfundi Swami, prioritize our time to reflect our spiritual values? Because sometimes we get too busy that our spiritual values are not prioritized.
Yes. You are very right. Sometimes we get very busy to such an extent that we don't accomplish the goals we want to accomplish in life. So, to avoid the trap of busyness and focus on meaningful activities, number one, we should set clear goals and priorities. Establish what's truly important to you and align your time with those goals. Number two, you should learn to say no. You should not just say yes to everything that comes in your life. So you should be mindful of commitments and avoid overcommitting yourself. Sometimes when you're tired, it's not a sin to say, I need a rest.
Yeah.
I'm tired. Yes. You should also schedule downtime. Make time for rest and read this good example from Jesus Christ himself. I remember during his ministry, there was a time when Jesus withdrew himself from the disciples and from the congregation of people and find a solitary place where he went to rest for a while. So resting gives us power to continue working, and it also rejuvenates our system. So another point as well, we should group similar tasks to optimize time usage. It's good for us to delegate when you are supervising or you are doing a certain task. It's not good to do it alone, but you should delegate some people who can help you to do other tasks so that it helps you to accomplish whatever you may want to accomplish. So we should also take a break to recharge. It is not good to always work without stopping. We should find ourselves rest whenever we are waking. It's also good to share your goals and priorities with a trusted friend,
okay,
or a mentor. Yeah, it will help you and
Mfundisi, we are losing
that you. Will help you to accomplish your goal.
We are losing you a bit there. Maybe if you can just move to the left. Hello? Or to the right. Yes, Mfundisi.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, it's a bit better there. It's a bit better.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying we should find time to share our goals and priorities with a trusted friend or a mentor. Hello?
Yes, Mpundis, we are here. So,
yes.
Okay. So I was asking Mpundisi that, saying that we are so busy as people, how then do we avoid being trapped in our business and focusing on things that don't matter or value, and make sure that whatever that we're doing, even though we are busy, we focus on the things that matter?
Okay. We should focus on high-impact activities that align with your values and goals. And also that we should use time blocking to schedule meaningful activities and avoid busy work and focus on tasks that drive results.
Okay.
And also we should limit the use of technology.
Okay.
So as to save time. So you see that someone can spend most of his time on WhatsApp, on Facebook, and someone can be on Facebook or WhatsApp from morning to evening and forget to accomplish the goals and the tasks he or she is supposed to perform during the day. So we should make sure that we support, and that should not steal our time.
Yeah.
Remember, it's essential to find a balance between productivity and rest. So by prioritizing meaningful activities and avoiding the trap of business, you can create a more fulfilling and purpose-driven life. Yes.
Okay. So as we close up, Mpundiswami, what role does prayer play now in managing our daily schedules?
Okay. The Bible is very clear about prayer. Without prayer, we are nothing. And whatever we do, we should start in prayer so that we can accomplish whatever we may want to accomplish in our lives. So prayer is very important. Because it helps us to seek guidance from God.
Mm-hmm.
When we pray, we are asking God for wisdom and in managing our time. So we should first pray before we do anything. Prayer will help us to avoid overcommitment and to be mindful of our capacity and avoid taking on too much. So prayer is very important.
Indeed. Thank you so much.
Go to the book of Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. It tells us that we should first seek the kingdom of heaven and God's righteousness, and all the things shall be added to us. So we should focus on what is truly important and seek God's kingdom and righteousness first. When we do this, whatever we may want to do, God is going to guide us and lead us. So prayer is very important.
Indeed. Thank you so much there, my evangelist there. And as you're saying that prayer is important, I'm going to ask that, can you please close with a word of prayer for us?
Lord, we thank you once again for guiding us as we have been learning about time and how to manage time. May you please help us, because we have learned from the scriptures. Help us, Lord, to live and practice what we've been studying about. This is our humble prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much. Till we chat again tomorrow.
Welcome.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.